Welcome to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services, a show about coping with getting older ourselves and dealing with our aging parents. If you have questions about how to cope with these stresses, call Scott at 877-960-9960. Now, here's Scott.
Welcome, everybody, another edition of Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom. I'm glad that you're here tonight. I hope you're staying dry. Speaking of staying dry, my guests are really, they went above and beyond. Their house started to flood about 2 hours ago, and they're still here. I can't believe that. And now what they're really fighting about isn't the flooding of their house, but about who's going to talk more. But we're going to have a great time tonight. Mind, music, and movement. Staying active, engaged, and energetic is often the key to a meaningful life. And my guests tonight understand that so well that they formed a nonprofit organization to advance that philosophy so that everyone that they know can benefit by that. So I'm going to introduce you to Beth and Steve in just a minute and tell you about their journey. It's an exciting journey. It's filled with information, and you're going to learn a lot. If you're listening on 95.9 and you're in the Palm Beaches, it's raining like crazy out there. Please be careful. It's been a rough day, a lot of flooding, so take it easy. If you're on 106.9 on the Treasure Coast, I guess it's raining up there too, and I encourage you to please be careful. A really important thing happened today. It's an exciting thing. It's a critical thing. It's really important that you pay attention. Early voting started, in-person early voting. So if you're voting by mail, of course, maybe you already did, but if you're voting in person, you can do that now. You can just go to the Board of Elections and check what times are open for the nearest voting booth, voting polling place in your neighborhood. I think I heard today that in Palm Beach County, you could vote at any of them. But I encourage you, whatever you do, vote. It is so important. I can't imagine an election ever being more important to my audience. And so please, whatever you do, do whatever you can do to get out and vote. But let me get to my guest, because that's the reason you're always tuned in. 7 years ago, Beth and Steve Elgort moved from New York to Palm Beach County to eliminate cold winters in their lives. That's not unique, is it, gang? But 4 years prior, Steve had been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease, and the freezing northern temperatures stiffened his body and limited his movement. So when Steve's neurologist suggested that they go south for the winter, they packed up their bathing suits, jumped on their spaceship, and headed off to Jupiter. Fortunately, they both worked in fields that were fairly mobile. Steve has been publishing a magazine and a website for the last 39 years. Beth was a social worker with a private practice in Manhattan and Long Island for over 15 years. She also was responsible for developing and overseeing programs for a psychiatric hospital on Long Island. In order to feel comfortable about their move, Beth, utilizing her social worker skills, navigated Palm Beach and the surrounding counties to craft a new support crew, including neurologist, physical therapist, music and speech therapist, movement and art therapist, and much more. The crew's purpose was to help slow the progression of this debilitating disease until someone finds a cure for Parkinson's. Steve and Beth decided that they wanted to share their experience with others in similar situations. The Elgorts, believing in giving and helping people in their communities wherever they live and beyond, serving on local boards and committees, they began with the Voices of Parkinson's Chorus 3 years ago, and that has evolved now into Mind, Music, and Movement Foundation for Neurological Disorders. This foundation is comprised of highly skilled specialists in every field, and we're going to talk about that because it's really critical. Best of breed really matters. We're going to talk about that as the show unfolds. It is a nonprofit foundation designed to help and support people primarily with Parkinson's, but also with multiple sclerosis, aphasia, and those who have suffered strokes. And it helps them by keeping their body fluid and educating the family with current information, events, and classes. So, Beth and Steve, welcome to Oh My God. How are you?
Thank you, Seth. Thank you for inviting us.
Yes.
This is a wonderful show.
Thank you.
And we're very proud to be here.
Thank you. I hope your house is okay. I'm really excited that you came anyway.
I actually was going to put some water in and gargle and say hello, everybody.
So why don't we start at the beginning? Tell me about mind, music, and movement. All right. Go ahead.
It came as an idea maybe 5 years ago. I already had Parkinson's for 5 or 6 years, and we were thinking about doing it in New York, where we lived in New York. And we spoke to our neurologist, who is the head of neurology and movement disorders in NYU, Langone, and one of the foremost doctors in New York, in the world probably, on Parkinson's. And he suggested that we curtail it for a few minutes until we get settled in Florida, and that Florida would be the place to move to. That was 7 years ago, I'm sorry. And we got to Florida, and we started searching for different programs for me to participate in. Movement programs, art programs, singing programs. And there was a bunch of programs around, but they weren't promoted properly, they weren't doing well. They were one-man shows, and it wasn't an organization that I felt comfortable with. Not that they weren't good, they were very good, but they weren't very defined.
Right.
So we said, let's go find out for me what to do and where to go, and that's what we did. We started searching around. My wife became an amazing searcher and finder.
Research.
She's a great researcher. But she has a gift of gab that's amazing, okay? And she finds all these different people that are the best in their fields. And she's hooked me up to all these people, and I'm like living the life of no Parkinson's most of the time. It's truly remarkable. So we find that movement, exercising, whether it be stretching or boxing or anything like balance, coordination, is very important to Parkinson's patients, and it prolongs the progression, which is what we're trying to do before the cure comes, which is hopefully any day now.
You know, last week my show was on clinical research with Dr. Mark Goldstein from GEM Research, and you know, I think there's a lot of misunderstanding about Parkinson's, and Beth, you really began this both out of need, but also out of a desire to separate the wheat from the chaff. Am I correct?
Yes. Yeah. We started this, as Steve mentioned, when we came down here. And as Steve had said, we couldn't find the right program, so we searched high and low, and I said, there's got to be something better, not just for Steve, but my passion as a social worker is to help all people. And I did a lot of exploring, and one day I walked into Scripps Research and I said, could I use your auditorium? And they said, for what? And I said, I'd like to have a symposium here, if possible, and bring in resources into the Palm Beach County area, because it seems as if there none exists, but I believe there are people out there who need the services, and we can create the services. So a year before that, this was 3 years ago, a year before that, they had a symposium and 15 people showed up. We did the symposium, and I got an amazing group of people.
Right.
And we had over 300 people knocking down the doors. We couldn't filled every classroom, plus
we filled the auditorium.
It was
we
phenomenal.
We extra classrooms attached to the auditorium, and they were overflowing.
How did you get the word out about that?
We got the word out every which way we could. We had everybody behind us, the Parkinson's Foundation, doctors, neurologists.
Social media.
And we were determined at that point, the course was in existence, and we were determined at that point to present I don't want to say symposium, but the guest speaking engagement part of it. We had presenters, and that was my dream, was presenting this concept of having the mind, music, and movement all into one presentation to one day hopefully be a home for people with any neurodegenerative disease. So our goal now is to try to create this home away from home, so to speak, center that hopefully with the right funding, we will get there. Right now we're virtually because of COVID, and we have hesitated to taking space as well because of COVID. And we are building this foundation, and the response has been just fantastic, and having all these wonderful people that are very overly qualified, to say the least, they're just so excited for us that they want to help in every which way that they can. And it's just been thoroughly amazing from beginning, from a little chorus that went into my dream. My vision was to create this all-inclusive program that would also be a continuum of care for not just the client. I don't like using the word patient because that's not very comforting, but that's not who we are. We're a family, and that's really what we want to get out to everybody, is that we're a family. You walk through the door, you feel our hearts, you feel our love, you feel our passion to want to help you from beginning through this journey of any kind of a disease, and not a disease, because we are talking to the caregiver. We are talking to a senior person, you know, your show. This show is, this foundation, if you'd like to support the foundation, is also for people who don't have a neurodegenerative disease, because the classes are phenomenal for if you have a cranky part. If you are feeling aches and pains, the people that we have working for us are specialists in what they do. And it's really a wonderful program for anybody.
You know, it's amazing, because we really are ground central for so much of the kind of thing that you're talking about. And yet there are really, I know over the years that I have been doing this, there are very few places where you can aggregate all of the resources that you need to offer to people who may not need all of those resources but can benefit by one or the other. And the truth is, the foundations that specialize particularly in Parkinson's are not well organized in South Florida, which is kind of amazing, because 10% of the nation's Parkinson's patients are in Florida. Most people don't realize that. We talked about that last week. So the work that you're doing, I think we should be clear. It's not a foundation to help you find just the right doctor, or to help you find the right DME equipment, or to find the right it's a foundation that gives you the opportunity to find a variety of resources. Am I correct?
Yes, you are.
Well, to delay the progression of the disease.
Right. It's all about slowing down the
progression. It's all about slowing down that progression.
So it's not just really about, I think, sorry for interrupting, but that's the husband and wife in us. but it's about really, it's not just about taking a pill and saying walk down the hall. That's not the answer here. The
right.
answer is keeping that body fluid, and that's true of any of us.
Right.
You know, I'm getting my Medicare card this week.
You'll appreciate next week's show, which I'll talk more about later. But
so it's important to be fluid, is what I'm saying, and really, it's documented. We read the research. We understand the research, that all the modalities that we're offering, whether it's therapeutic yoga, we're offering at this moment movement and balance. We're offering rock steady boxing. We're offering our chorus chair yoga, a caregiver's slow flow yoga.
Meditation,
and plus every Wednesday, which we had the wonderful Scott Greenberg. I wish the audience was bigger, because he was awesome. Have a wonderful presentation every Wednesday. We do a webinar Wednesday. Melissa, who's amazing, did a wonderful, wonderful presentation for us about how to choose, select a caregiving company, or
right.
How
Mind
to Excuse me?
Find the caregiver.
Find a caregiver in your home, which a lot of people don't want to look at that, and they're scared. But Melissa had a beautiful way of presenting, and I hope to have both Melissa and Scott back because I think that information is so valuable. For everybody, especially since I'm getting my Medicare card next week, for people in my age group should be listening in and learning because that is valuable information for anybody.
Yeah, there's so much. Both Melissa and I, for those of you who don't know, the Melissa that she's talking about is my daughter.
I thought I might get in trouble.
And actually, she's my boss, but that's okay. Anyway,
but we love her.
We were interviewed today by NBC. A piece will be on Wednesday morning. But anyway, we talked a little bit about, and this is a lot about what you do. So we talked about getting help is not the end of one's independence. And the kind of help we're talking about doesn't have to be caregiving. It can be the kind of help that you're offering, mind, music, and movement. Getting help's not the end of your independence. It's the beginning of the restoration of your independence. It's exactly, Steve, what you were talking about. It's giving you the tools to slow the progression of the disease, to allow you to live the best life that you possibly can, in spite of the fact that you have this neurological disorder that many other people have. But it doesn't mean that you have to go hide in your house, that there are things that you can do that can take advantage of the skills you still have. Am I correct?
Yep.
Yeah.
I think what happens to me is I've learned over the years that I describe it this way, that I have two parts of my brain, two sides to my brain. One side is going to sleep.
Right.
That's the movement side. The thinking part's working. It works fine. What I'm doing when I walk in the street, I can walk perfectly well if I remember how to walk.
Right.
And I have to remember how to walk by thinking. So if I'm thinking, I'm walking, and I'm walking well. If I'm thinking and talking to a person that I'm walking with, I can't remember how to walk sometimes. So the walking part of my Parkinson's basically has to be rote.
Right.
And has to be you just go out and walk. You don't think about it because you do it all the time. So what these programs that we have do is it teaches you again how to balance, how to be stand straight, stand upright, don't curve your back, don't drag your feet. It teaches you all that stuff over and over and over again. And that repetition makes it easy for me to walk. That repetition makes it easy for me to talk. It's truly remarkable.
It really is amazing. If you're just tuning in, everyone, this is Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. I'm here tonight with Steve and Beth Elgort. They founded a foundation called Mind, Music, and Movement. It's an incredible organization that aggregates best-of-breed skill sets across a wide diversity of disciplines that help people, particularly with Parkinson's, but with other neurological disorders as well, MS, for example, and aphasia, et cetera. And what it does is it gives people the skills and the tools that they need to help them live their best life possible. This foundation is out of the goodness of their heart. And what Steve was talking about just a minute ago was the fact that he himself has Parkinson's, and that was one of the motivators for getting this started. They came down here to Florida and found that it was a challenge to find all those resources, and so they figured out if it was a challenge for them, it might be a challenge for other people as well. So why don't we do what we can to make sure that it's not as much a challenge for you as it was for them? And the work they're doing is great. And we're going to talk more about that work. We're going to talk a lot more about their programming. We're going to talk about how COVID has impacted what they're doing and why they're doing it. And we're going to talk about the progress that they're making. It's an exciting story. These are two wonderful people who are doing this only out of the goodness of their heart and to improve the quality of both their lives and the lives of those people who take advantage of this organization, Mind, Music, and Movement. If you're a regular listener to Oh My God, you know that we're here every Monday night from 6 to 7. We're live, typically, anyway. we're typically live. We will be most of the time moving forward. I want to encourage everybody again to vote. If you're a new listener, we thank you for finding us. We hope you stick around. We have a lot more tonight. If you have any questions for Beth and for Steve or for me, you can call us 877-960-9960. That's 877-960-9960.
I'm here with Allison from Comfort Care Senior Services. Allison, at Comfort Care, you guys are proud to be a family-owned and operated business.
That's right, Mike. It's myself and my husband, Tino, my sister, Melissa, and her husband, Joe, and my parents, Irene and Scott Greenberg. As you can tell by six family members being able to work together, family is extremely important to us. Our clients often have kids that live out of state or even overseas, and those extended family members want to have the comfort of being able to contact a family member at any time to follow up on how mom or dad is doing. While you are able to reach a family member at any time, our office staff is truly part of our extended family. They monitor the phones 24/7 in case of an emergency and are empowered to make decisions that are in the best interest of the client, because at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of your condition, that determines the quality of life. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620, or visit our website at palmbeach.comfortcare.com. That's palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
Do your parents live in South Florida? We know it can be difficult to be there for them when you live far away. As your parents get older, things can change in an instant. Are you prepared?
Finding a trusted local expert to coordinate and provide care makes all the difference. Eldercare 360 can provide you and your family the proper guidance, support, and resources to assist you and your loved ones with their daily activities of living with healthcare challenges.
As a patient advocate, Eldercare 360 brings together a team of patient-focused, caring professionals with decades of experience. Call us to see how we can help before the crisis at 561-713-1800.
Make Eldercare 360 part of your team. Eldercare 360, patient advocacy, coordination of services, and full circle of care. 561-713-1800.
You might know that one out of four adults over 65 fall and end up in the emergency room each year. What hits even closer to home is that one in 10 adults over 65 fall every hour of every day in Palm Beach County. Hi, I'm Dan Lagani, the CEO and co-founder of Silver Solutions, the on-demand safe living and home solutions company. At Silver Solutions, our mission is to help make your future look different. For over a decade, we've been working with families like yours to eliminate home safety risks so that you or mom can safely age in place. And when it's time to downsize or ready a family home for sale after a loss, Silver Solutions specialists will also help and do the work for you. To find out more, call now to schedule a free home assessment at 1-877-AGE-SAFE. That's 1-877-AGE-SAFE. Or visit us online now at silversolutions.com. Silver Solutions, we make growing older safer and easier for the whole family.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. Yes, indeed. It's Monday night. I hope that you're staying dry. I'm glad that you're with us. We're here tonight with Steve and Beth Elgort. They are the founders of a nonprofit organization called My Music and Movement. It's a wonderful organization. It specializes in aggregating resources for those people suffering with neurocognitive disorders, primarily Parkinson's, MS, and aphasia, but others as well. And you could actually be healthy and take advantage of all of the things that they're doing. We're going to talk a little bit more about that. The interesting thing about what Steve and Beth are doing is that it is not just locally centric. It extends far beyond that, and they're pretty good at getting the word out. So this does extend beyond just our local community. Am I right, guys?
Yes, you are, Scott. It's unfortunate to say this, but as of right now, we have about 930,000 people living in the United States with Parkinson's. And by 2030, they're saying that this number will double to 1.2 million people just with Parkinson's. That's not just the population we're working with, but it's a number that is a little frightening. And we're praying to God there'll be a cure before then. Everybody's working really hard at it across the world. And we've tied ourselves in with Scripps Research. We have a wonderful relationship with them, and our foundation will be donating part of the donations that we get, a portion of that will be going right back to Scripps to encourage that research to make it happen for everybody. And we did this primarily, we have a great relationship with them, but we want to encourage people to think about research. It's important. And keeping our resources local, as you mentioned, we've encouraged people to participate locally, but because of COVID, we now are out in the world and have people signing on from Ohio, Tennessee, all over to participate in our virtual community. And the participants, along with the people we are getting to teach, are from all over because of COVID. So that's the real cool part. Yeah. I think we are doing a symposium. We have two wonderful MCs for this event that are sitting next to me. I'm lucky to say I have Scott and Steve as our MCs for January 23rd. And I have secured very fine, amazing people to present. And I'm not going to tell you. You're going to have to build up with me as it unfolds, but
so
phenomenal.
I have lots more questions, but as long as you tease that, how can people stay ahead of that, and how can they learn more as you begin to roll that out? You must have a website or something.
We do have a great website.
What a lead in that.
Thank you, Scott. Thank you. Ba-da-bum. That would be mymusicmovement.org, or the shorter version, lowercase m, number 3, lowercase f, right. .org. And you get on our site, see what we're doing. It's constantly changing. We're going to be introducing more and more programming with that. We have a phenomenal functional nutritionist who's on board with us at this time, who is in New York. But because of virtually, because of COVID, we now are having all these wonderful people on with us, and the finest physicians in the world. I consider Dr. Fruck, who is our medical director, and Dr. Dalvi, who is down here, has been leading our foundation, and I just adore him. And he is just the most down-to-earth, caring human being, and we love the fact that he works with us, and we are both, the vision we have is to educate and help people to the best of our ability to have the knowledge, use the knowledge, and give you the best program we possibly can. And we're getting there. It's evolving, and it's amazing.
I want to talk about all the programming more, and I want to talk about how that all lays out virtually. But you said something that I think is really, really important. It there is not one answer to this, right? We need both research and we need activity. So we need to be able to improve the quality of life today. We can't just wait for the research to come. As I said, last week's show was about clinical research trials, particularly in the area of Parkinson's disease. The first person cured of these diseases will be either in a clinical trial or, well, it will be in a clinical trial, but all of that begins with research. And most people don't understand the resource that Scripps is right here in this community. And they really are cutting edge, state of the art. Plus, they give back to the community in ways that most people don't really fully understand. If you're just tuning in, Scott Greenberg, Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom, here tonight with Steve and Beth Elgort. They are the founders of Mind Music Movement. It's a foundation designed to improve the quality of life for those struggling with Parkinson's disease and other neurocognitive disorders. They're wonderful people, as you can tell if you've been listening. If you just tuned in, we have a lot more to get to. If you have questions for my guests, you can call us, 877-960-9960. That's 877-960-9960.
Oh.
I'm here with Tino from Comfort Care Senior Services. Tino, you train all of your caregivers on how to deal with those who are struggling with Alzheimer's disease, right?
I do, Mike. This disease process is frightening for everyone, and change is the scariest thing for most people. Where we should start is changing the way we think. People are not dying from Alzheimer's disease. They are living with it, and we have to figure out a way for them to keep on living their best life possible. I always say activities of daily living keep people alive. Meaningful activities is what gives people a life worth living. Properly training caregivers on all sorts of dementia is very important. Learning about behavior modification techniques, avoiding triggers, tapping into the abilities that are preserved the longest with people with dementia, and figuring out what's important to them are all vital tools caregivers need to understand. Remember, it's about the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition that determines their quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620 or visit us on the web at palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
I'm here with Allison from Comfort Care Senior Services. Allison, at Comfort Care, you guys really look at every client differently.
Activities of daily living keep people alive. Meaningful activities give people a life worth living. That's why at Comfort Care, we complete a social history for our clients. It taps into one's life story to help caregivers know more about who this person was and, quite frankly, still is. It asks questions like, what did you do for a living? What volunteer work did you do? What was your favorite book or movie? Were you in the military? And the list goes on. Understanding background like this is helpful in creating meaningful activities. For example, if someone was a cartographer in the Army, perhaps a trip to the library to look at old maps of where they were station might be an interesting activity. If someone were an avid golfer, perhaps a makeshift putting green might be a fun outing. We couple that with a day in the life, which asks more of the daily routine questions, so a caregiver coming in is already familiar with the schedule. It makes the adjustment to having a caregiver that much easier. Caregivers want to help their clients live their best life possible. Being armed with the right information can help, because at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines your quality of life. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. We're thrilled that you're with us on this rainy Monday night. I hope you're staying dry and staying safe. If you're on 95.9 FM, you're on the Palm Beaches, 106.9 on the Treasure Coast. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. Here tonight with Beth and with Steve Elgort, we are talking about their foundation, which they themselves created to help people learn about all the resources available for those struggling with Parkinson's disease or for those with other neurocognitive disorders. They're doing amazing things. We're going to talk about their programming more in just a minute. But Steve, you know, it's rare that I have the ability to talk to somebody who's actually both the founder and the beneficiary of the work that they're doing. And part of that is because you yourself have been diagnosed with Parkinson's, and I'm sure that's been a unique challenge. So how long ago were you diagnosed with Parkinson's?
A little over 10 years.
Wow.
I had no idea I had Parkinson's until one day I realized I'm not so tired anymore. I'm just dragging my feet regular.
Is that what the sign was? I was going to ask you what the early warning signs were.
I was an athlete. I ran. I jogged. I walked a lot. I played a lot of ball, a lot of tennis. And I found myself dragging my feet, schluffing down the street.
Right.
And I was wearing out my sneakers. I never wore a pair of sneakers in my life, and I'm wearing out sneakers by 6 months. I'm done with the sneakers, and then 3 months. And I thought for a while, I thought I had the worst ALS or something.
Right.
Because I couldn't move well. Right. And I didn't know how to explain that I couldn't move well. What doctor do you go to for that? So we went to a doctor, and he looked at me walking. He said, okay, touch your nose with your finger, which everybody does. And I touched my nose with my finger, and he says, that's fine. And he says, okay, now walk down the hall. And I walk down the hall, and I turn around, and he says, as cold as this, you have Parkinson's.
Wow.
And I just blew my socks off.
Well, it must have been a scary moment.
No, after my socks blew off, I was able to walk much faster.
Must have been a scary moment, because you probably didn't know much about the disease at the time.
I had no idea what Parkinson's was. I was glad it wasn't ALS.
Right.
But I had no idea what Parkinson's was until I got home that night. And I researched it, and my wife started researching it, and she's the queen of research. What? So she's found out all these things that it could be leading to, and it scared the hell out of me. The heck out of me, I'm sorry, I'm radio.
No, that's okay. You can say hell. It's all okay. Right. Was that a neurologist?
Yes.
So you went to a neurologist. Your primary doctor sent you to a neurologist.
Go to this neurologist. He's one of the best in New York.
Right.
He didn't tell me he was one of the coldest guys in New York.
But yeah, doesn't sound like a warm and fuzzy guy.
Oh, my God.
Right.
Go home and call me in 3 months.
So the uncertainty must have been somewhat overwhelming, right? You had no idea what were laid ahead for you.
I believe that was scarier than the diagnosis. The diagnosis, I was able to look and see what it was and what I had to do to fight it. And when you realize that you're progressing in the wrong direction, you have to fight it.
Right.
And I just took a charge. I have my family. My wife is wonderful. I can't leave her. And I can't leave my kids. And I can't become a Parkinson's patient. I have to knock Parkinson's out of my system.
But you are treating it. I mean, you are, I assume, you know.
I'm taking medication and doing programming.
Right. And the programming has made a big impact. So it's not just medication.
Most people don't know I have Parkinson's.
Right.
You ask most people in the street, and they will walk up to me, and they go, oh, you have Parkinson's?
Right.
And I have it for almost 11 years.
Right.
So when I have bad times, they go down. I feel really like I have Parkinson's. But I realize that I'm not, well, it's raining the last 2 weeks, so I haven't walked a lot. I'm realizing, oh, it's cold out, and I really haven't moved a lot. I haven't played ball a lot. But when I realize that, I put myself into gear. The good thing about the programming and the good thing about the doctors and my family, they support me and they know I can do things. So I put myself in that mode and I do it. And you do it because you have confidence and you can do it. You've beaten it back before. I couldn't walk for a couple of weeks. And then all of a sudden I realized I'm doing that, slopping my feet. And I started walking better. And then I realized after about 2 weeks, I don't have to think about my walking anymore. I'm doing it by rote. And it became easier.
And you began addressing the disease in New York,
yes.
And then the weather, really, because cold impacts Parkinson's.
Stiffens your body.
It makes it harder that much. Plus, I guess the clothes you wear are heavier, and that makes it harder, too. I mean, if you're wearing winter clothes and you're schluffing your feet, as you say, it makes it that much harder. So the warm weather has been a help.
The warm weather is like 3-in-1 oil. It just squirts
them on. You have to cheer up. I just want.
It just squirts them on my knees, and I just walk like a June.
Yeah, no, it's really amazing. But when you got here to Florida, which again goes back to why we're here tonight, really, which is about the foundation. When you got here, you realized that the access to the resources was somewhat disjointed. Am I calling that correctly?
The resources that we discovered, and we really researched it. The resources we discovered were not Parkinson's motivated. They were gyms. They were people that didn't really specify had a speciality. They were people that were just trainers. And we had to find the trainers that understood what Parkinson's was and that Parkinson's was dealt with every time we had meetings, you know, classes.
And I guess this is probably not a fair question. Has it been the medical treatment or what you're doing with mind, music, and movement that has had the biggest impact on your because you're right. I knew before you came here that you have Parkinson's, but if you didn't know that, you wouldn't know that ordinarily. So have they both been equally helpful or has one been more helpful than the other?
No, I think that what I'm trying to do is delay the progression. So I take pills, levodopa, levodopa, whatever it's called, and those pills work for a degree of time, a period of time, and then they start falling off. But if I do my exercising and I do my programming and I do that, it makes that period of time much longer before they start fading.
Right.
The intensity starts fading.
You know, I think, and we'll talk more about this when we come back, but I think most people don't understand that, particularly in the world of Parkinson's, a rigid adherence to the programming, both for the medication and for everything else, really does matter. That when you're supposed to take your pill at a certain time, you're supposed to take your pills at a very certain time. Most people think, you know, like other medications, you can take it within an hour or two of when you're supposed to take it and all will be good. Not true with Parkinson's. I mean, really, this is an amazing story. I want to come back and I want to talk to my guest, Steve and Beth Elgort about their organization. I want to talk about their programming, because the programming is really the key to what the foundation is doing. And I'm going to give them another opportunity for you, my audience, to get involved, because we're going to tell you how you can do that. So if you have any questions for Steve or for Beth, if you want to hear more about Mind, Music, and Movement, or you want to hear more about Parkinson's in general, give us a call, 877-960-9960. That's 877-960-9960.
Long before most of us ever heard of COVID-19, Silver Solutions understood that growing older wouldn't always be easy, but it could be safer and more rewarding. At Silver Solutions, we pride ourselves on creating physically safer homes for older adults, wherever home is. Whether you're senior-proofing your current home, downsizing to assisted living, or emptying a home after the loss of a loved one, Silver Solutions can help. To find out more about our services or to schedule a free virtual home assessment, call Silver Solutions today at 1-877-AGE-SAFE. That's 1-877-AGE-SAFE. Or visit us online at silversolutions.com. Our specialists are deeply experienced, compassionate, and follow rigorous CDC guidelines, including the use of full personal protective equipment for your family's safety. You can't control everything in life, but when it comes to making growing older safer and less stressful, you can count on Silver Solutions.
Do your parents live in South Florida? We know it can be difficult to be there for them when you live far away. As your parents get older, things can change in an instant. Are you prepared?
Finding a trusted local expert to coordinate and provide care makes all the difference. ElderCare 360 can provide you and your family the proper guidance, support, and resources to assist you and your loved ones with their daily activities of living with healthcare challenges.
As a patient advocate, ElderCare 360 brings together a team of patient-focused, caring professionals with decades of experience. Call us to see how we can help before the crisis at 561-713-1800.
Make ElderCare 360 part of your team. ElderCare 360, patient advocacy, coordination of services, and full circle of care. 561-713-1800.
I'm here with Scott Greenberg from Comfort Care Senior Services. Scott, you're very involved when it comes to the senior community.
That's right, Mike. We firmly believe that involvement in the community, giving back to the community, comes back to us in many, many ways. One of the ways it comes back to us is in our understanding of what's going on, what's new, what's trending. So we're very involved in the guardianship community, for example. We're involved in Alzheimer's community care, in the Alzheimer's Association, in Parkinson's. We run support groups. Basically, what I'm saying is that we want to be a part of the community in ways that we just don't receive benefit, but that we can give benefit as well. It's very important for us to understand the needs of the entire community and the needs of other people who are providing services. It is only through that that we can ensure that we provide the best care possible. Remember, Mike, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines the quality of their life. So remember, let our family take care of your family and call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620, or look us up on the web at palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. We're thrilled that you're with us, and I'm thrilled that my guests are here tonight. We're playing 6 degrees of separation during the commercial because we're all from Long Island, and we all think we know each other, but we can't figure out what the connection is. But my guests, Beth and Steve Elgort. Steve and Beth created a foundation called Mind, Music, and Movement. It is specifically designed to aggregate resources to help people with Parkinson's and other neurocognitive disorders find the resources that they need to help improve the quality of their life. They're doing a wonderful thing. In the last segment, we were talking to Steve about his Parkinson's, which is the motivating force in the creation of Mind, Music, Movement, and how much his activity and remaining active has helped in the progression or slowing the progression of his disease. And I know, Beth, you wanted to add a little color to what Steve was saying. And then can we talk a little bit about specifically the kind of programming available with Mind, Music, and Movement?
Yes, thank you. What I wanted to add to what Steve was saying prior about the exercise and incorporating that with the carbidopa-levodopa that most people do take with Parkinson's, there's also another component that we address, and that's called depression. Unfortunately, some of these diseases lead to depression, and we try to help people not feel like they're alone, and we're there for them. And we also use a lot of resources, such as Comfort Care, and a lot of wonderful local resources that care about people. And I say that that we have physical fitness, physical therapy, who's become part of our team. Comfort Care is part of our team. A lot of the people that we want involved with us are involved with us because they care about delivery of services at the highest level possible. And I will only involve myself with people in this foundation who can deliver that service along with the physicians. And we welcome more physicians to get involved with us if they're out there listening. Although I have to say my go-to doc down here at this point is Dr. Dalvey, who is in Boynton Beach and West Palm. He has been amazing with us and helping us navigate the things that we need to learn, and is there to answer the questions we have. He just did a wonderful webinar with us 2 weeks ago. And we have a lot of wonderful webinars up and coming. This week we have mindfulness meditation with a young woman who is from Boston, who is a snowbird, who will be down here to teach in person, but who has a wonderful background. And I must say that the people who are involved with us now, we have the head of movement and fitness is Lilia Drew, who is specifically trained for neurological disorders and Parkinson's. She actually works with Steve. Steve, you want to tell them about Lilia?
Lilia is very different from most trainers.
Right.
She studied Parkinson's. She knows about Parkinson's. She knows how your body moves. She knows how your bones are attached. And she knows how different Parkinson's people's bones are attached than anybody else.
Yeah, and Parkinson's affects everybody differently. So you have to have a bit, it is not one size fits all. So right. It's good that she understands.
She really is well-versed, well-trained, and really gets it. We have had her work with, and our foundation actually had Lilia train with Carl Sterling, who is a well-known, phenomenal, specifically for Parkinson's fitness guru, I want to say, because he's just above and beyond. We have Holly Briscoe, who is an amazing yoga therapist from Jupiter, who has been involved with us from the get-go and is loving being part of this foundation. She has a heart of gold. She's fantastic and great for caregivers. So
this is something yoga that I could do.
That's great.
Yeah. And now she does the chair yoga. We have a team of women, Emily and Cece and Lisa. I call them my Bethy's Angels because they work as a group and they're just phenomenal. Emily is a well-respected physical therapist. Cece is beyond, she has a dance background, so we've introduced, as of this past Friday, was our first official Funky Friday family dance party on Zoom.
Wow.
So we wanted to get grandparents involved with their grandchildren. For instance, Steve and I, our kids are in New York, but what could we do fun with them that would be different to connect and yet help Parkinson's. So Cece does the big program, which is through one of the programs we use for helping Parkinson's by Big Movements, and she led us through a dance party. And we're going to do those every month, once a month, themed, so that you can pay attention to if you're interested on our website. We're also on Facebook and Instagram, and we're out there saying, hey, look at us. Hopefully you will join in the fun because it is a lot of fun.
And you didn't mention your chorus and
my
music.
Chorus.
That's your baby.
My love,
come
my
on.
Baby, my little baby.
Come on, take
it. My little baby is led.
She has me singing.
Yeah?
And I have no voice.
Well, fortunately, she doesn't have me singing for everybody
you
else.
You could sing with us. I always say, if you can sing in the shower, you can sing in our chorus. But the good part of that is most people are not aware till they speak with me about singing and how it can affect the breath, how it can affect your diction, how it can help prolong after. With Parkinson's, over time the vocal cords can get harder and that your voice can deteriorate. So
So my voice was going softer and softer during the day.
Which is very common. Right?
And by 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, you could hardly hear me.
Right.
And I'm thinking I'm talking because I hear myself. I'm talking as loud as I can talk. And Beth was going, what, a lot. And finally, she gets me involved in this chorus and learning how to breathe properly, learning how to project properly. I didn't know any of this stuff. And now I'm singing all over the house.
No, it's great. It's really incredibly helpful. You can have fun and improve the quality of your life at the same time.
So I know
your
chorus.
I know your chorus is very successful.
It's a blast. We have Bree Gordon, who is from Creative Therapy, leading the chorus.
She's going to have a little girl. I don't know if you know that.
What?
Bree's going to have a little girl. Yeah. See, I just gave you some news.
Really?
Yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
She's pregnant. She's going to have a little girl. She announced it today.
Oh my God, that's so awesome.
I said little girl, might be a little boy. I guess there's only two choices. I'm pretty sure she's having a little
girl. Well, she's awesome, and she should only be well and still stay with us because we love her, and she leads the chorus, and we lead the chorus, and we bring in tambourines and drumsticks, and we do this virtually on Mondays at 5:45. You can jump in. We sing Billy Joel. We sing all different kinds of songs. People do solos. We have a lot of rock stars in our little chorus.
So how do people find out about all of this? Give that website out again.
Oh, mymusicmovement.org. Yeah, baby. M3F.
Right. Mymusicmovement.org. If you're just tuning in, I'm here tonight with Beth and with Steve Elgort. They are the founders of mindmusicmovement.org. They are built this passionately out of their own need to address both Steve's Parkinson's and the need to find resources, both medical and kind of fun resources that can help people improve the quality of their life with Alzheimer's. Parkinson's. If you just tuned in and you're sorry you missed it, because that sounds like something you would like to have known more about, the good news is you can still listen to us because we will podcast tonight's show right from the beginning. Tomorrow we'll be up and running on the podcast platforms. OMG, I'm getting. All you have to do is type in OMG, I'm getting. Up we will pop. This and all of the shows from the past will reappear. And you can listen to this show and to any others. If podcast is not your thing, you can go to my website, palmbeach.comforcare.com. Palmbeach.comforcare. Comforcare. Don't put that T in there. Don't do it. You won't find us. Palmbeach.comforcare.com. Everybody does. Of course, there is no excuse not to listen to us live because you can find us on iHeartRadio. All you have to do is search True Oldies in Palm Beach, and we'll be there. And we're simulcasting on the web, TrueOldiesFLA.com, locally, around the country, around the world, 6 o'clock every Monday. Next week, one of my most important shows, a show I do each and every year at this time. It is Open Enrollment. It started just yesterday, I think. Open Enrollment is a show. This is a time for you to make your choices about Medicare Advantage plans, your supplement plans, your Part D plans. All of those decisions are really critical, and you have to live with them if you make the wrong decision. Every year, there are changes in Medicare and Medicare Advantage. Open Enrollment runs from October 15th through December 7th. Desiree Mearns heads up the SHINE program at the Area Agency on Aging. She's going to be here to answer all of your questions. It is one of my most important shows and one of your most important shows. So please tune in and be ready with your questions if you have any. In 2 weeks, I'm going to do a really interesting show. I'm going to bring the guys from Noble Shoes on here. You know, how we walk and what happens with our feet are really important. I always talk to podiatrists. I always talk to orthopedic surgeons. We did a show a few weeks ago on that. But what about the shoes that you wear? We don't really know what we're buying and why. You go into a New Balance store and there are 600 models and you don't know which one is the right one for you or why you should choose one for walking, running, tennis, or otherwise. We're going to explain all of those things. We're going to talk about inserts. We're going to talk about everything from Dr. Scholl's to those expensive inserts that I'm wearing in my shoes. So you want to tune in when Noble Shoes is here in 2 weeks. I'm looking forward to that. I want to encourage everybody to vote once again. In the few minutes that I have left with my guests, though, Beth and Steve Elgort, I want to talk a little bit more about my music and movement because it's really, really important. One of the other things that you talked about briefly is the fact that this community that you're building through this foundation of yours really helps people cope with so many of the unintended consequences of Parkinson's disease and other neurocognitive disorders. We talk about depression, which is really critical. But this really is about forming a community that ends up being a support network in addition to giving people things that they can do. Am I right about that?
Yeah, we have become a little community, and everyone who gets involved with us feels the same way. Again, I emphasize we're a family, and that's what we want to convey to everybody out there, but not just with the client, but also with their families, their physicians. We want to offer a continuum of care. So if I see Steve not doing well, and I'm not talking about my Steve, I'm giving an example of a Steve, and I think, you know, I'd like to call Dr. So-and-so, and they've given me permission to do so. I've developed that rapport with whoever is involved with us now and our team to be able to report back to each other so we're still supporting you outside of the class. And I didn't really get a chance to touch upon it, but we have not just Lilia, every single person who is working with us now, I just can't thank them enough because they have been amazing and Dr. William Sherman and Nancy Sherman are on our board, and they're just been phenomenal.
So how do you get money? You must need money to have
we
all
do,
this.
We do, Scott. Help! We need money.
How do people donate? What do you need?
We need a lot of money, but, you know, it's a work in progress. We hope that people will see the good work that we're doing and believe in us and know they can touch it and smell it and go to the website at m3f.org and make a donation and support our programming. That's what it's about. We have wonderful people, but they too get a salary. And right now we have had some good success. We need a lot more to get that center open. So anybody and everybody locally that we can touch, and we're touching not just from this area but from all over, to help support us. We hope to not just be one day. You know, we hope to be more.
So I can't thank you both enough for coming here today, particularly given that your house started to flood about an hour or two before you got here. But I hope I've taken your mind off of that.
Well,
anyway,
we're sleeping at your house tonight, Scott. So.
Yeah, you're in deep trouble. Anyway, you guys are great. You're doing great work. I can't thank you enough
thank
for being
for
here.
Thank
it's wonderful. This is, of course, Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. It's a show about issues that confront boomers and their parents. We're here live every Monday from 6 to 7 on 95.9 True Oldies, 106.9 on the Treasure Coast. We welcome your input. If you have a show that you'd like to hear about, let us know. If you have any of the shows that you're sorry you missed, you can go to the podcast platform, OMG I'm Getting. Every Monday, Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom, brings you new and interesting guests. Next week, open enrollment, really important, Desiree Mearns, Area Agency on Aging. Everybody, have a good night, stay dry, and go vote. It's important. Have a good night.
Go vote.